guy's been waiting in the office to come back tomorrow during business hours?
What guy? I'm afraid you'd ask that. Haven't you been standing here making speeches? We got a customer waiting?
I didn't say it was a customer. He just asked me where he could find Johnny Nyhart.
Collector?
I don't know. Why don't you duck out the back way? I'll come you want to dinner.
You don't like the smell of it, huh? Guy comes in this late. Something special. For that, we got special rates.
Yeah, for that, you get special trouble.
I'm running a legitimate airline. Do I look like a guy who's going to take chances?
Yes.
Benny, our luck is changing. I feel it in my bones.
Well, just don't get them all busted up, that's all.
Sorry to keep you waiting. That's okay. Call it the name of the cop. I haven't got all the grease off yet. Just got through checking over my shift.
Oh, do your own repair work?
Mm-hmm.
Now and then.
The economy major, no doubt.
Now a hot.
What can I do for you, Mr. Collins?
A great deal.
I charge a great deal for a great deal.
All right, $1,000.
My first impulse is to say no.
You don't even know what I want of you.
Well, that's just it. It's too generous for a first office.
Stevens, you badly need a ready cash. You can have it within 24 hours.
But doing what?
Flying to San Francisco and then.
You want me to race, haul, or pick up?
Pick up.
Sounds easy. What's going to make it tough?
Rather, dangerous.
Then I heard the Johnny Nyhart fight on dangerous. This is between Arthur Collins and John Stevens. Now, what makes this errand so dangerous?
Julius Bellamy.
Is that a drink or a man?
A man. He'll try to stop you.
How?
Kill you if necessary.
That last statement's going to cost you another $1,000.
I anticipated that. All right, then. $2,000 it is.
You don't blame me for being mercenary. Not mercenary, Stephen. Broke.
You must be an intimate friend of my bankers.
Now, but never I have made a few inquiries.
I was looking for a man who couldn't afford to reject my proposition.
What do you want me to pick up? A rare antique. How legal is this? For you, completely. You'll just be transporting said object. You'll register at the Carlton Plaza Hotel. Tomorrow evening, sometime after 6, a man will come to your room. He'll give you the item. Then you fly it back here, barring a visit from Julius Bellamy. He'll be expecting me, not you.
Suppose I get palsy with Julius. Get him to top your offer.
I pride myself on being a very good judge of character, Mr. Stevens. I can trust you.
How much of a down payment is going to keep you trusting me until I get back, considering my character?
Let's say, 500.
Let's say 1,000. Then we can trust each other.
Considering my character?
No offense, Mr. Collins.
Very well. 1,000 it is. It's a bargain. If I live long enough to enjoy it.
First time at the Carlton Plaza, sir?
Yeah. Nice room.
Oh, you'll find it very comfortable. Shall I unpack your bag?
No, I'll do it later, Franklin. What's a good place to get a drink?
The cocktail lounge opens at noon.
Perfect. I expect a nap until soon.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll have you call the 10 up.
Your seat taken?
He bought 90 on it. Must have been the latest 90 we got that tan.
The beach.
Thank you. Anything for drink?
Thanks. Gin and tonic.
You don't mind a strange man buying anything?
Only if he does me. I don't know his name.
John Stevens.
Loma Walker.
Lola.
What are you doing, Mr. Stevens? When you're not sitting in bars, I mean.
A flyer, finally.
One of the airlines?
My own.
A tycoon? Always been my ambition to meet a tycoon.
What do you do, Lola, when you're not lying on the beach?
I just float. It starts to rain, I just move on someplace where it isn't.
Makes money?
Well, it has been for a while. He just sends the alimony checks wherever the sun goes.
At least he keeps it on the water.
Cheers. I've got a problem, Mr. Stevens. virtues?
Name one.
By the time dinner's over, I will.
Got another appointment.
I should bite off my tongue.
It's business. I'm flying back.
Where's back?
Home. Fine.
I just wondered if the sun was shining when you left.
Just had a little trouble getting some smog.
Good evening, angels.
Business done. I might be packing. Hello. This is John Stevens again. Are you sure nobody's been asking for me? Okay.
Someplace to pour it.
I generally abhor violence.
unconscious state, you might have been able to find this place again.
Do I leave with a bang, too?
That depends on how we get along.
Here's your drink.
Chinatown of clean shirt? Are you getting ready for the next 4th of July?
Pointed out.
suppose. Sort of like a shotgun honeymoon.
I can't think of a single smart answer to that, darling.
You don't need any from now on.
Enjoyed a lot of sunshine together.
Afraid not. There's always been the danger of getting burned.